You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Everybody's got to have a basket. Do you have a basket? How many baskets do you have in your house? If you don't have a basket to put all your things in, including a basket for your baskets, can you really say that you're just, you know, a proud American right now?
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I have to share this with you. This was KSTP. This is Channel 5 ABC. So, do you remember seeing the destruction on your television after in the wake of George Floyd's death and the rioting and the burning and the entire blocks being burned, etc.? And how one of those businesses that was targeted was a Target? Who gets mad at Target? Like, well, I don't know what Target ever did to anybody. Now they by the way, I hadn't been into a Target in a long time. I went to a Target sidebar. And first, they always had that one aisle where you just get lost in. And you're like, these are a bunch of items I don't even need. And then now they have, I guess, what is it? The Joanna Gaines section? Like, in the middle of the store? Do all Targets have those? Steve, you wouldn't know this because you're a dude. You just walk right by it. I don't know. I've never seen a dude in that section. It's like right in the middle of the store across from, like, you know, where the tampons and deodorant are.
It's funny you bring this up because I was at a Target last week and I saw it. I think they have like a deal now.
Ooh, what? So can I, from a dude's perspective, when you look at that section of the store, what do you think?
I mean, they made a bunch of money on TV. That's much respect. Go for it.
But do you ever look at any of that and go, you know what I really lack in my life is just this random basket?
No. My mom works at Kirkland's, so like I'm used to that crap, and I don't care anymore.
Your mom has the job my mom wants. I'll tell you that right. That would be like my mom. My mom would live there. She would never leave. My mom loves her job now, but she would never leave Kirkland's. And it smells good in that store. No, it's funny because when you go into that section, I just call it the Joanna section because I think it's like all her stuff. And then there's like, isn't there like another Instagram influencer and that's her stuff too? I don't know. Hell, all I know is that every damn thing I buy is apparently some influencer stuff. I can't stand it. I'm on Instagram. I actually just want to see pictures of your stupid sandwich. Stop trying to sell me lip gloss or brow tint or whatever the hell you've got in your, I don't care. But anyway, I had to get something specific. It was an allergy thing for one of my kids, and it was very specific. And then I got distracted because I was like, oh, protein bars. And I don't know. I didn't need them, but I was like, you know, shiny. And I happened to turn around, and I was directly across from that section in the Target. And it's where it's the Joanna section because it's her because I saw like her, what is it, the Magnolia thing on there? And there's all these, like, there's fake plant stuff, and then there's jute rugs. Do people know what jute is? Jute's like having a pet shed without having a pet. You know what that is, right? It's a rug that leaves fibers all over your damn floor. And then there's these, like, random baskets. We are in a basket culture right now. Everybody's got to have a basket. Do you have a basket? How many baskets do you have in your house? If you don't have a basket to put all your things in, including a basket for your baskets, can you really say that you're just, you know, a proud American right now? It's like a basket situation. There's a basket for everything. You got a basket for your table to put your stuff in, that little flat basket. You got a basket that goes under your bed. Do you need a basket for your pillows and then a basket for your blankets? I think people buy blankets so they can get a basket to put their blankets in. Anyway, it's that section. You can lose an entire day of your life if you wander into that section. I didn't get that close. I'm not going to say that I wanted to look at anything in there. I'm just going to say I saw of it, and I wasn't going to be walking over there. I was going to be very disciplined, even though I went in for one thing and I ended up by the protein bars. All of this is a long train ride, just to say that Target is leaving downtown Minneapolis because all the riots and all the violence and everything else drove everybody out. So they released, Target Corporation announced they're leaving one of their downtown Minneapolis locations. This is KSTP Channel 5 ABC and Eyewitness News in Minneapolis. And they say that they're leaving. They had 3,500 employees that worked out of the city center, where apparently that's the one they're leaving. They don't know what they're going to put down there, but they said this is a really ominous sign some of the city, like, for instance, there's other businesses in the area, Haskell's Wine and Spirits. They say this change is going to be bad. They go, this is literally the death of a downtown metro area. The unrest plus the pandemic just killed it. Target. Like, Target is where people go when they don't have stimmy checks, right? Everybody goes to Target. That's just, it's crazy.
Does that mean they're renaming the Minnesota Twins Stadium? Because they play at Target Field. And I think the Wild play at the Target Center, so.
I don't know. In fact, the article doesn't really say that. All I know is that this is the, it's the city center location along South 6. So, I don't know. I will say that's one of their downtown Minneapolis locations. So I don't think that's the, because they have a couple of other ones, but that's the city center location that they're leaving. And it looks like a big facility. I mean, hell, they have underground parking, I think, at one part of it. That's a huge facility. Ran Target out. Where are people going to go for their baskets? They're going to have to drive farther to get their baskets. My gosh. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
All right. There's one. Okay, I wanted to get this one real quick, and then I'm going to go back to my proper hour. So there's a new, my friends Phelim and Ann McElhenney, that they did the Phelim McLear and Ann McElhenney, they did the Gosnell movie. They're doing a film called My Son Hunter, and it is exactly what you thought. It's a movie about dodgy business dealings, a party and lifestyle, family drama. This movie has it all, and it focuses on Hunter Biden. They're so going to get deplatformed. Oh my gosh! They're totally going to get deplatformed. I'm just saying, because that's going to happen. But I will watch this. I will totally watch this. Who are they going to have play Hunter Biden? I am made of casting decisions, like choices, options. I've got suggestions. Just saying. All right. So this is actually kind of an interesting headline. I read this. I think it was early this morning. One zoologist claims that aliens from other planets will look just like animals here on Earth, with symmetrical bodies and legs, wings, or fins. It is astrobiologist Eric Kirschenbaum. He wrote a book on how aliens evolved, and he suggests that the Darwin theory of natural selection is one applied universally. That's actually quite interesting. He says that means aliens are going to evolve along the restricted paths based on their environment. They'll likely be intelligent, social, have symmetrical bodies with limbs. Regardless of what you think about Darwin in total, that does actually kind of make some sense. Why couldn't it be? I mean, reality is reality. Why couldn't it be consistent in other worlds if that's how it is here? Why wouldn't it be consistent in other worlds? I'm today years old thinking about that. I kind of want to revisit that now. I just don't. I had all these other things in my head and I've forgotten everything. Let's see here. Derek Chauvin's lawyer in the George Floyd, the case of the cop that was accused of murdering George Floyd, they're seeking a trial delay, and they're citing the city's settlement with Floyd's family as the reason. Jury selection is continuing. They've seated a couple of more jurors. Apparently one was just was dismissed already. Another one that they were interviewing, I think, this morning. But the judge says that the jury selection is going to continue, but he's going to consider delaying because apparently the $27 million settlement just happened. And the concern from the defense is that it's going to taint the jury pool. So we'll see. They're trying to cancel Sharon Osbourne. Of course they are. And then Well, I had another headline about space bacteria. Coming up, my friend Chris Chang on the Atlanta tragedy. Stick with us. All right, so I want you to figure out whether or not this story is a real cancel culture story or not. Remember, because some things are now getting so unbelievably stupid we don't even know anymore. All right, Steve, kick it. It's our cancel culture.
You want to do the old one?
Real or fake?
You want to do the old one?
No, let's do the new one. Because yeah, the old one was just about fake news.
Okay, I don't have the new one. I don't know. I have to look. Keep looking for it.
That's why I was so excited. Yes, you can do the old one. You can do it. Do it.
All right, stand by.
Uh-huh. See, that's why he wanted the old one. He wanted the old one because he doesn't know where the new
one
is.
I'm such a crap producer.
We're gonna give you 1,000 lashes. It's okay. It's all right. Or you can just hum. You know, you can do that too. Just let me know.
You might have to explain it. I got to keep digging.
Okay, there you go. All right, so I want you guys to determine whether or not this is a real story or not. So remember, last time I said, is this a real cancel culture story or not? And I said, you know, people are, people who are height challenged are upset at the Keebler elves, and they think that this is like just, you know, it's discrimination, it's stereotyping, it's appropriation, real or fake.
All right, I'm ready.
And you said that it was fake. And so, oh, you're ready now
yep,
for it?
I'm ready.
Because today's okay. Fake news is difficult to spot, the Dana Show has come up with Is It Fake or Real?
So you need to figure out if this is actually a real story or not. Is this a real cancel culture story or is it not? So let's dive into it. Real or fake? Sheet music is considered colonialism. A big, impressive university is getting rid of sheet music, or they're considering getting rid of sheet music because they say that it is complicit in white supremacy related to music curriculums, and that sheet music is based in colonialism. Real or fake? What do you think, Steve?
I'm going real.
Real or fake story? You're going real? What do you think, Rachel? Real or fake?
If it wasn't a college, I would say fake, but I think since it's a college, it's real.
Wow. You guys have zero confidence in colleges. And that actually served you well because you are correct. It is real. This is a real story. University of Oxford is considering scrapping sheet music because they say that staff raised concerns about its colonialism and that sheet music is complicit in white supremacy in music curriculums. Not even kidding. They say that the current curriculum focuses on white European music from the slave period. Okay, wouldn't anything from the time that slaves existed be the slave period? Shoes from the slave period. We should all go barefoot. Food from the slave period. Don't eat food. Air from the... I mean, where is this? But this is true. So this is what Oxford is considering, getting rid of sheet music because it's considered colonial. You can't make this kind of stuff up. That's a real thing. That's a real thing.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I just have this listed as vomit because I don't know how else to, this is so, And I don't know how you do this on a scooter, but I really don't need a briefing on it. This was a report out of a Florida Walmart. Cops were called to the scene, and this was actually came up on Facebook first. An elderly Florida man is accused of exposing himself to horrified Walmart shoppers while he was riding around on a motorized scooter inside the store. Cops were called Thursday because numerous witnesses said they saw this suspect, 80-year-old Hoyt Neely, riding around the store with a hole in the crotch of his pants, vomit. He would expose himself. That's disgusting. And he was totally arrested and booked into the Levy County Jail before being released a few hours later. So apparently this is not the first time that he's done this or the second time that he has done this. This particular incident happened in Chiefland, and I guess he's done it. The article says that he's done it apparently in Gainesville before. That was 40 miles away. So he's dedicated. Like, he's been traveling to do this. That's disgusting. Stop it. Just as Kane said, old people aren't innocent. Right? See, he's not here to defend himself because he's on vacation all week. So it's too bad for him. Too bad for him. There's more. So this, a couple of things. There was a woman who, I don't know how this happens. A Florida woman was arrested in a McDonald's drive-thru for drunk driving. They found an 8-pack of vodka in her bra. Was she a curvy woman? How curvy to hide an 8-pack of... I didn't even know that vodka came in packs like that. I just thought it was like a bottle, right? I mean, who gets a to-go pack? I don't know. But a Florida woman, she was arrested at a McDonald's. This is smoking gun. And she had an 8-pack of vodka stuffed in her bra. Police responded to a 911 call about a drunk female driving all over the drive-thru. Oh, was the quote. And when cops arrived, they found 31-year-old Brandy Stanley behind the wheel of a Pontiac SUV idling outside the McDonald's in Lady Lake. And she was eating in the vehicle. She had glassy eyes, totally smelled like liquor, flushed face. She exited the car at the cop's request and was swaying from side to side. She would not perform any sobriety tests, so she was handcuffed. And she kept going, just take me home. Let's forget this. Let's forget it. So it was only after that she was extracted from the cruiser that police found an 8-pack of Deep Eddy vodka. And those are the little, they're like, I guess from the affidavit, and this is on Smoking Gun, those are like the little hotel size, I guess. So that makes, but still, how do you keep 8 of those bottles in your brassiere? Well, she did, apparently, and they found it, and they said, yeah, this, you can't be doing this. There was one bottle missing from the pack, cops noted. Oh my gosh, she got charged with a pair of misdemeanor DUI counts, and after a night in jail, she was released from custody. She posted a $2,000 bond. She's got a court date coming up in April. Dang. I'm not going to share with you two of these stories that a couple of you sent me because they're nasty. So they're not getting shared. Maybe. I'm going to save those for when Kane's here and I can give him a stroke.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.